Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie. Text Ryan now.
51552.
Cubberty on 2FM.
9:22 this Friday morning, we got a text, an email, I should say, yesterday from a fella who's young enough, living in New York, and he's got a family gathering coming up in August. And the gist of it was that his mum and dad appear to kind of be living separate lives, having been married all their lives, obviously. And there's tension and strife in the family dynamic, but no one's admitting it. No one's talking about it. And this fella feels he's a piggy in the middle, shuttle diplomat running between the two, trying to sort it all out. And his question was, should he get stuck into and get involved, or should he walk away and get on with his life in New York? And Danny heard that email, and good morning to you, Danny.
Hi, Ryan.
It's nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, too.
What was it about that mail that struck you?
Well, I've been in the kind of same situation, really, with my family, where basically when I moved to Ireland 2 years ago, it's kind of happened to me where I was drawn into the whole, oh, you need to tell this person this, you have to tell this person that. My family divided in half, right, basically. And I got too much involved. I didn't focus on me, my needs. I focused on everybody else, and I just got tired and just depressed,
yeah,
basically. That's why the email just struck me in that, because I think that it is time for him to focus on himself, his future, and not about his mom and dad. I learned to love a Polish proverb that says, not my circus, not my monkeys.
Okay. Not my circus, not my monkeys.
Yes, basically it's not my problems, don't get involved.
Yeah.
Basically it is, there might be an underlying problem with his mom and dad from before that probably has been young in their relationship. Something has been wrong. And maybe this has been going on for quite a while. And basically, sometimes it's just best to go separate ways.
So if we take your situation, you're from Poland originally, and you moved to Ireland. And what was kicking off back home that was the problem, can you say?
I'm actually from Norway.
Norway, excuse me, I thought you said Poland. Sorry. You're from Norway. And what was happening at home that was the problem?
Well, the problem at home was basically my wonderful aunt actually started attacking my uncle, and me and my mom, who were in between both of these parties, were in this whole situation where the family was just divided in half, and me and my mom was told that, oh, you need to tell this person this, you need to tell your aunt this from your uncle, and so far back and forth. This ended up in a family court case.
Oh, God, so it went really ugly.
It turned out really ugly. It is so ugly that we cannot have family gatherings anymore.
All right, okay. Well, that's terrible. Was there any resolution at all? Or did it end in acrimony?
It ended up in no resolution at all. Nobody, one part of the family doesn't speak to the other part of the family. Okay. And I just decided I'm living in Ireland now and I'm loving it. So I'm just going to focus on my life and my needs and whatever happens at home. I'm just keeping in touch with everybody, but I'm not going through their issues. I'm not listening to all that. I'm just pleasant conversations, keep it to a minimum.
Not my circus, not my monkeys. That's a great expression.
It is. The Polish actually has that really great expression. I actually heard it first when I came to Ireland, and I adopted it as a life motto, to say it like that.
See, some people would say, actually, yeah, I'd love to try and fix it. You see, that some people would be kind of going back again and again and trying to find the answers to make everything peaceful and harmonious, rather than say, "Ah, look, to hell with you all, plague on both your houses. I couldn't give a damn. I'm out."
Yeah, I'm actually like that myself, and I had to learn the hard way. It took me almost 2 years to actually understand that I cannot fix anything if none of the parties involved isn't want to fix it in the first place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No inclination to move on either side.
Yeah, exactly. And it sounds to me like his mom and dad has already decided what is best, and maybe it's not worth it for them anymore. The kids are grown up. They probably start together just because of the kids.
Yeah.
Who knows?
There's a whole generation of people listening this morning who are in their 30s and 40s whose parents stuck together just to be together until the last kid did a leaving cert or student exams and got out. And then as soon as the last child left the house, they went, right, we were sticking it together just for the kids, but now we're gone. And as you know, that's a very common thing happening these days, I think.
I think so too. I'm just looking from a Norwegian perspective. In Norway, this is actually fairly common.
Really?
I think it's one in every third family just
wow.
happens.
That many?
It's really common. Marriages is on a downrise, but separations and divorces is going up. And basically, it starts when kid is 18, where you're moving out, you're going to university. Mm. Okay, now we're splitting up.
Yeah, yeah. What brought you over here from Norway, Danny?
What brought me over was actually work. I lost my job in Norway because I didn't want to continue doing what I did. I used to work in a nursing home for violently demented elderly and taking the abuse I got every single day. And for a year and a half, just it was enough for me, and I had a hard time finding jobs, and I was offered a job in Belfast, and I took it. And then after 9 months, I was offered a job in Dundalk, and here I am.
And here you are. You sound like you're enjoying life in Ireland anyway.
I love it. Ireland was not on my radar until I actually moved here. And now I feel like I don't want to move away from Ireland.
That's good. That's good. Good sign altogether. Well, look, thank you so much for taking our call today and talking to us about that, because it was a good mail that was sent in, and it's pertinent advice. So thanks for your time today.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, good to talk to you. Look after yourself.
Yeah, you too.
Take it easy. Bye for now.
Bye for now.
There's Danny joining us on the line about that email that came in yesterday.